The shake-up we didn't know we need, but apparently we all wanted. This is our take on the qualifying news.
Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast. We are bringing you a 10 Minutes With today to discuss something we don't think needs discussing.
But well, it needs discussing, it just didn't need changing. Yeah, I started early.
So yes, it was announced towards the end of October 24th, to be specific, that there would be a Saturday qualifying race to set the grid for the Sunday opener for the 2026 season onwards, as far as we understand. Now, details are yet to be finalised. We must sort of like make apparent, but it does seem like the classification of this race could well set the opening grid for the Sunday race.
Yeah, my interpretation, it's just an interpretation, is that free practice will set groups for qualifying. You'll then qualify for a sprint race, and the sprint race will then set the grid for race one on Sunday. That's how I see it playing out.
Yes, yeah. Interestingly, Alan Gow has made the following statement. A qualifying race on Saturday is another exciting introduction to the BTCC ahead of the 2026 season and promises to be a hit amongst drivers, teams, fans, and possibly more importantly, stakeholders. The addition of some short, sharp racing action on Saturday will certainly spice things up ahead of our hugely popular three-race Sunday format. Not sure I fully agree on that, but
I'll count all these points in a minute.
And will provide a further great spectacle to the weekend show for everyone.
Okay, so can I counter some of these?
Just bear with me two seconds. Now, obviously, we've seen a fairly new update to the qualifying format in the last season or two, where we now have the three-session format to reduce the numbers of cars on the track at one time, basically. And I think it's worked really well.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it.
It's been almost perfect, I would say.
I would agree with you.
And they've done their little adaptations to how the grids are then formatted once you've had Q1 and Q2 finalised, which I think has worked well. And there doesn't seem to be anything wrong from my point of view.
I completely agree with you.
Let us know your thoughts down in the comments as well. But...
right. Okay.
Let's get into it.
If you want to improve Saturday for fans, pull it on normal television, because you only get qualifying on YouTube. You don't see any of the support race on Saturday. You have got ITV 1s to 4. We do not need to see Minder for the 15th time put something on the Saturday.
What if you missed it the first time round or the 14th time round?
Yeah, put it on normal telly. That will get people watching Saturday. You don't need to start cramming more things and making fans pay more money to come and see something at the track only. So that's point number one. Point number two, it does feel like a massive, the cynic in me feels like it's a massive money grab to try and get fans to buy weekend tickets.
Possibly.
Because the Saturday is quieter, because there isn't as much on the Saturday. I accept that. Mm-hmm. However, this does feel like a shameless money grab to get more people in over the weekend. Next point, this is going to create 10 extra races throughout the season.
Yeah.
Qualifying. There are lots of drivers that struggle to get 30 races under the belt. We have seen this season the merry-go-round in full effect because of budget problems throughout the season. This is going to surely create more merry-go-round, which is not good for the sport. I'm picking on someone like Dan Lloyd here, and I apologise for doing so. Here's a driver that is very open in the fact that he has struggled for budget in the past. What is this going to have as an effect on him? Now, I will say the teams have all unanimously voted in favour of this.
Teams and drivers.
Well,
I would add teams and drivers at course, the end of the season came to this decision along with...
But the course teams are going to vote for this because it means they can get more money in through the doors.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're Napa, this sort of thing is great for you because it gives you even more exposure. If you are a smaller team like Unlimited Motorsport, you're now going to require drivers to bring a lot more sponsorship or money to the table to cope with these extra races. What's my next point going to be?
Can I counter that point first?
You can, yep.
So what I would say is that having that extra, quote, race on the Saturday could also bring more sponsorship opportunities for drivers, and they could go and bring sponsors in for bigger budgets to go, look, you're going to get even more coverage because we've got extra running on the Saturday.
Which might not be televised.
If we are looking at a session format of having... a free practice in the morning, a qualifying setup, which we know is around about an hour, depending on red flags and regulations, and then we're having another race on Saturday, followed by the three races on Sunday, you can offer a more optimised and potential package for sponsors.
If it's televised.
Not necessarily, like, even if it's televised. Even if you've got sponsors coming to the track, you're still going to have people there on the Saturday.
Yes.
There are people out there that will go to the Saturdays.
Yeah, agree.
And would have been going to the Saturdays if it weren't for this format.
Agreed.
So you will have more eyes on sponsors like that, which...
I would argue that...
could help.
I would argue if you want to maximise sponsors, take the Premier Tin Top Series off of ITV4 and stick it on ITV1. To me, that is how you maximise it, personally. Yeah. More so than just sticking qualifying on YouTube and having it tucked away on ITV4 between Hot Fuzz and episodes of Columbo. That is how you... there's a better way of doing this. Because I also have a problem with the way it's going to work is that I hate, and I hate when F1 dabbled with this as well, I hate the notion of a sprint race on the Saturday setting the grid for race one on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Because anything can happen. What yes. happens if you get taken out by another driver? Mm. That's your day ruined on the Saturday night already. Now, we discussed this before coming on air. You've rightly pointed out, well, the driver at fault might receive a grip penalty. Great. That's not going to help the guys at the back of the grid, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
This is... motorsport is so unpredictable, which is why we love it. And this feels so novel and contrived. I just don't see the appeal of it myself. This takes away all the skill from qualifying, in my opinion.
We have seen something like this implemented with F1, which we've already mentioned. And I do wonder whether they've got almost like a one-track mind looking at, go, look at this, look at how this has changed things and stuff like that. There is a reason that we only have six sprint races throughout an F1 season. Mm-hmm. It is a fairly small percentage when you look at it.
And the way it's done now, I don't mind it so much. Yeah. It's half points. But correct me if I'm wrong, it originally set the grid for...
It did.
Which
they have edited and adapted.
Which I think now works.
Which it does. And we could see... it could very much well backfire on them in the fact that we could see the sprint race be... fairly dab and dry because
people are too scared.
People don't want to go for the moves and stuff like that.
Or you're going to see the other way, or somebody who's not in the championship who's going to go, well, I've got nothing to lose. I might as well chuck one in here. And then, as I say, the risk and reward is too high.
It also very much depends on whether we're going to get points for this race on a Saturday, or whether it is singularly just going to determine the grid for the first Sunday race.
Yeah, if it's just a race and it's just half points or a level of points, then that's fine. But the way it's worded suggests it's going to have a bearing on the Sunday grid, and I hate that idea.
Do you think it could almost replace the Wingfoot Award that we have now? Obviously, you have the points for qualifying positions. Could we see more of a sprint race championship and a main championship?
I don't think because I don't think the prestige is enough to be the sprint race championship winner, personally. Yeah. Obviously we need to know what the exact details are, but the way it's in my head, which is always the pessimistic route I accept, I hate and loathe everything about what this stands for. And actually the backlash from fans has been quite vociferous and quite similar. A lot of people are asking, why was this needed? Which then makes your cynical side wonder, why do all the teams vote for this? It can only be money, surely.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is money that seems to rule motorsport nowadays, and it could well be an opportunistic moment for them to gain more funds, whether that's more spectators through the door on a Saturday or more sponsorships bringing people to the car.
You can bet your bottom dollar that this weekend ticket's going to go up.
Yes, yes. Let us know your thoughts and feelings on it, because we really think it's a point for discussion, hence the short podcast on this, and whether you think there is a better format that can be run. We've obviously spoken about it before, that the race day needs slightly adjusting and slightly changing.
Completely agree.
I think they would have been better off looking at that side of things rather than trying to shake up a Saturday.
Yeah, race two needs dealing with in a way that isn't tyres.
My other thought is that they're looking to try and fill the Saturday more with another touring car event then to be able to push more of the support races onto a Sunday.
Because they can't fill the support slot.
To fill a Sunday support package.
I agree with you entirely. Yeah, because why watch the Legends when you can have another mini race?
Yeah, so let us know your thoughts and feelings. get them down in the comments below or on audio platforms if you're listening on there as well. If you haven't done already, go and subscribe. We're trying to get to 250 subscribers on YouTube by the end of the year. We're not far off now. And we'll have plenty for you in the off-season.
Bye for now.